Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Representative Dan Muehlbauer. And good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, LaVon. It's always good to get on the radio and kind of give some updates on what's going on with the Capitol and in our district.
And what area of Iowa do you represent?
I am District 12, and that is all of Carroll County, Audubon County, and the eastern half of Crawford.
Okay, and so, of course, in addition to being that important representative, you're also a lifelong, family-long resident of the area near Manila. Is that correct?
That is correct. I was born in Audubon, and the year I was born, we moved up to the Manila area, and we've been in the Manila area farming all of our life.
Well, one of the concerns, because you've been in the area for so long, one of the concerns that you have, I think, and you've seen happening, is the population keeps going down in Iowa in general, but especially in the area that you're talking about. What are some of the items that relate to that? Why is it such a big concern about our population decrease?
Well, one of the there's been a lot of studies on it. Some of them are talking about just the fact that our families are shrinking in size is a big number. But also, if you relate back to the 80s, we had the farm crisis in the 80s where thousands of farmers went broke. The farmers that were left, they told their children, hey, if you want to make it in life, you have to leave Iowa, go out and find yourself a job. So, you know, as Iowans left and went to other states to find a job and work, they also, everybody hired them realized the work ethic that Iowans brought along with them. Well, over those years of this process, I graduated myself from the Manila school system. My children went to the IKM system. My grandchildren are going to the IKM Manning system. So you can just see the decline in population. We have great programs in place right now, such as Western Iowa Advantage, that are working with tools to bring businesses back. But this is a different process. I'm working with Frank and Kimberly Spillers with Global Horizon, and this is to attract the young 30, 40-year-olds and welcome them back. Our graduating classes, you know, they keep shrinking, but are we retaining after college 10% back? We should be doing that. Like Manila, Manning, Kirkland area, we have 40 students graduating high school. We should have 3, 4, 5 of them students coming back every year, and we're not doing this. Iowa is not growing as a whole state in population. We are merely shifting our population from rural Iowa into the cities. Mm-hmm. And right now, Yvonne, as far as we look at it with the way we are wired for new technologies in Iowa, we have like 138 to 140 private telephone companies all across Iowa. So we're wired for sound. We worked on a bill last year. It was not the way I liked it yet, but we're looking on how to bring in broadband. So these younger generations that love to work with computers, understand it fully, they're going to be doing businesses out of their home. And then also our business radius is going to grow because you'll see a lot of businesses out of home, but they can travel 50, 60 miles to the workplace. So they might only have to go once or twice a week. So their traveling miles will still be less, and you're going to see a lot more at-home businesses. And we want to capitalize that, but we want to welcome these young people back to our community and try to start growing and stop this bleeding of our population and shifting to the big cities.
Here and there, you meet young people who are moving back because of they want their children to be here and learn those same values they had, but there's not enough of them. So we need to keep working on getting them back. Now, you have a program coming up tomorrow evening, so let's talk about that.
Tomorrow evening, what we're going to do, we're going to have a kickoff for Global Horizons, and it's going to be how do we we look at the strengths and weaknesses of all of our communities in the area. I'm taking our district, and we're looking at this district first, but it could ripple effect all the way out. But this is a program that we're going to put on tomorrow night to explain exactly what it is and how we're going to try to make this work for each community and bring these young people back. Because that is something that we're missing. It's the WUCA way, which is basically welcoming, understanding. You're going to have to blow this out. I don't remember all the full terms to it.
I think when you say welcoming, it sort of covers it all.
Yeah, and, it's welcoming our young people back to our community so that they will work in our area.
It's called Community Builders, and I know they've done this in several other places. And one of the things, you know, you were talking about welcoming the young people back. But to do that, we have to have people in those communities who know about their communities and who love their communities. Sometimes I think we don't talk about what we think is great about our communities where we live.
That's right. You know, Iowa, right out here in rural Iowa, is one of the best places to live and raise a family. But, you know, we need the jobs. And I think with this new broadband coming across, with our new computers working at home, we will fill that need also to give them the jobs, to give them the perfect place to live and raise and grow their family up. Iowa is the home, is for me, the best place. That's where I've always been. I am fortunate. I have three children. All three of my children are living right around my area. They stayed right here in Iowa. And we need to bring more of that back.
You bet. Now, this meeting is taking place, as I understand, the Warren Timmerman Shelter House at the Manning City Park. Is that rain or shine?
That's going to be rain or shine. It's a very beautiful building. It's all air-conditioned building. It's right off of 141, just bottom of the main street of Manning. It's a very beautiful spot to have a meeting in, and we're welcoming everybody to come and visit with us and just find out what our new program is about.
Okay.
The whole idea really is one Iowa. We have to start thinking of all of Iowa, not just urban Iowa. We need to start growing rural Iowa as well.
Community. It's all about community. And you mentioned this, of course, in taking place in Manning, and it really is concerned with that area around there, Manila, Manning, and so on. But as you mentioned earlier, people from any small towns would benefit by coming to hear this basic information about what's Community Builders all about. And I have been involved with one several years ago, and it's pretty exciting stuff. People learn about the communities.
You know, it could be what is good for Carroll can now be, you know, we're trying to spin off of and find business to match up in Manning, in Manila, in Audubon, and all around our areas, all of our small communities working together. So we work as one to grow rural Iowa. It's not about one community. It's about all of our communities working with a full effort together.
And that's what it takes, is working together. So this is just the kickoff. You need to come and hear what it's all about, understand what it's about. So then there will be some following meetings, activities, but they're kind of fun. It's not going and sitting in a boring meeting just listening to somebody talk. It's out there doing things and getting acquainted with your community. So you want to get there and find out what this is all about.
Yes, Yvonne, it should be a great event, a great evening to come and visit and listen and you know, talk about your community, talk about your strengths. We can go through some of the weaknesses, but it's just putting this whole program together of how are we going to build Iowa back.
Okay. And, again, this is taking place tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Timmerman Park in Manning.
In Manning. I'm sure somebody says, I've never been to Manning. You won't have any trouble finding the city park in Manning. Just follow the crowd.
That's right. And Manning has done a great job. They have streetscape going on. They've redone the face of the buildings all up Main Street. Manning is a very aggressive town, but we want to still spin and grow. It's our population. We have businesses that want to grow. We just need to bring our population back so we can grow and keep Iowa, rural Iowa, moving forward.
It takes everybody, and it means, as you said, jobs, but that relates to schools and relates to businesses and on and on. It's kind of like that pebble dropped in the water. It all ties together.
It all does. It all works together, and we just have to keep slowly building. And, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. We're looking at a 10, 12, 15-year program to try to get this thing moving forward and change the direction that we're going now. It's slowly been declining. We need to start to turn it and slowly start, growing back is what we need to do.
Okay, we want to, again, invite folks who are interested in keeping Iowa growing to meet tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Warren Timmerman Shelter House in Manning City Park, just off of Highway 141. And we want to thank you very much, Representative Dan Mobauer, for visiting with us this morning.
Thank you, Yvonne, for having me on your air this morning.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. It takes everyone to grow a community.